This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After a couple of fits and starts, the White House made it official today, sending formal notification to Congress and, one assumes, Mexico and Canada as well, that it's going to open up the North American Free Trade Agreement for renegotiation. About time, says Susan Schwab. She was the U.S. Trade Representative in the George W. Bush administration.
NAFTA, by trade agreement standards, is an ancient trade agreement.
The letter to Congress from newly confirmed Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says as much. The last time this thing was renegotiated was 25 years ago. Just think about the digital economy for one example. But, says Susan Schwab, now at the University of Maryland, there's also this.
The key is, how is it renegotiated? Is it going to be improved or is it going to be messed up?
Matt Gold, he teaches international trade law at Fordham. He is reasonably confident and, not for nothing, he's up on the mechanisms of modern news transmission, too.
The news today that the administration is focused on a realistic modernization of NAFTA rather than a massive overhaul that could cost U.S. sectors export markets is worth retweeting.
Right. Scale of 1 to 10, though, we are still early days. Mark Mellitz is a professor of economics at Harvard.
It's pretty low. I would give it a 3 and wait and see what is going to be in the meat of these renegotiations.
It's going to be 90 days, by the way, before anybody sits down at any negotiating tables to start hashing this thing out. Little history quiz for you. Who was the first president to talk about the idea of NAFTA? By the way, we got that answer in a video on our website. It's marketplace.org.